You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Tonight on Haunted Makeovers, we'll see if a 15th century rectory with a nightmare reputation can be transformed into a dream home. I'm Justin Valentine, and Haunted Makeovers has come to Chiswick, London. Let's meet our spooky speculators and see if we can't lay a few ghosts along with their new flooring, or will tonight be the night that the devil has the best designs? Hello, good to meet you.
Dr. John Smith, meet the wife.
Donna.
I'm Sylvia, her mother.
The mother-in-law, nice, great.
And I'm the granddad, Wilf. Thrilled to be here. Shall we get started?
Morley Manse. Originally built in the 1400s, partially burned down several times. There have been reports of unusual happenings on the site dating back to the 1580s. Originally a lodging house for a monastery, then a workhouse during the Victorian era, then a school, and finally a community centre. There have always been reports this place was unlucky. Sightings of ghosts have been rare, but there's a feeling that the building is cursed. The community centre closed 20 years ago. The building's caretaker remained until a fire broke out. He woke in an asylum with no memory. A security firm has watched over the building ever since. They've reported markings on the walls, padlocks snapped, mysterious sounds. So, is Morley Manse a ghoulish hotspot? Or, as we've seen time and again on Haunted Makeovers, is all that's needed to banish the past just a lick of paint with some elbow grease? Will tonight be the night I finally believe in the supernatural? I doubt it, but let's see.
So, Justin likes our couples to tell us about themselves.
Does he? Why?
Darling.
What's he like? Is he nice to work with? Is he a bit of a monster?
He's great. Now, just talk about each other naturally. Tell us how you met.
Well, it was love at first sight, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally fell into his lap, and since then...
No getting away from her.
Not me.
No.
We've been travelling, but it's time to put down roots and make a proper home together.
A house, yes. Doors, windows, roof, stairs, scatter cushions.
Mr and Mrs Normal, that's us.
Normal.
Oh, normal.
You love it, Pookie. As much as you love me, and you love me loads. Always so affectionate. All the time.
That's me, the doctor, full of love and cuddles.
Boop. Did you just boop me on the nose?
Yeah, boop.
Oh, that's my boy. And I'm just gonna boop you back, you skinny little thing. Boop.
Oh, boop. Funny thing, Khazarian lizard queens do that before they eat their husbands alive.
Is that so? I'm gonna go and check on Mum. See you around.
Not before you pay the love toll.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Of course. Silly me.
Silly you.
Mwah.
Mwah.
And these are the old kitchens.
Oh, they're quite impressive.
Oh, I think they've got potential. I chose the worktops, didn't I?
Marble.
Roman.
Pretty hefty.
You should have seen the guys who put them in.
Donna!
And, of course, the windows offer a lovely view of the gardens, don't they, Mum?
So, I take it you're keeping these kitchens as they are?
Well, I think that...
Yes, we've been able to retain many of the period features.
Good to hear. And this could be very impressive.
Absolutely. It's all my husband's idea. He's very clever. He's a doctor.
Great. And you're not put off by this building's haunted reputation.
We'd be fools.
Quite. Still, some of the stories I've heard over the years...
You sound local to the area, Sylvia.
Oh, I used to bring Donna here for piano lessons when she was young.
Perhaps you'll play for us later.
Oh, let's pray not. She was awful.
Mum.
How's it going? Darling.
Not so bad. Chipmunk.
Pumpkin.
Mm. Yeah. I was just showing Justin around the kitchen.
He approved of the Roman marble.
Well, let's hope the Colosseum doesn't miss it. Any chance of a cup of tea?
I'll pop the kettle on.
Dr. Smith, aren't you worried about the house's reputation?
Having looked into it, no. I think it can be solved.
Do you believe in ghosts? The supernatural aliens? Demons?
No. Well, you've met the mother-in-law.
Milk and sugar, Doctor?
Absolutely. Justin?
Half sugar, thanks.
Should I take some out to Gram?
Oh, that'd be nice. And what about some tea for your crew, Justin? Oh, you look like you could do with a cup.
Actually, I'm fine.
Just pretend the crew aren't here.
But they are. Oh, there's something in the mugs. All over the inside of the cupboard. Oh, funny. It's not milk.
What? Oh, yeah. It's, dripping down the side. Weird.
Don't touch it.
Is that ectoplasm? What? Is that what you think it is?
Probably just slugs or cobwebs.
Gooey cobwebs.
Hang on, let me just... Oh, no. Particulate residue.
Don't lick the ectoplasm, Doctor, not in front of the cameras.
What? Oh, sorry, bad habit. Could just be a dripping pipe.
Pipes in a cupboard?
Don't be a sceptic, mother dear.
Maybe we'll skip tea.
This is a marvellous feature staircase, isn't it? Have you thought about cleaning those windows?
We had a go.
Yeah, you don't want to see what's been scrawled on them under all that muck.
Rude language.
Horrid stuff.
We've not really started renovating up here. This floor...
It is at this point in the recording that our sound recorders picked up what could be a voice whispering.
You can hear that, can't you?
No. Could be a passing car.
This floor up here used to be the old servants' quarters. Sad place.
So much potential. That chandelier's really showing off the staircase. Why, that's magnificent.
There was something else when we moved in.
Another light fitting?
An old rope. Well, more of a noose.
Seriously?
Yes, probably kids messing around. The caretaker who tried to burn the place down, he was little more than a kid. He was a nice lad. I'll never believe what they said.
So, Dr. Smith, what got you into this business?
Oh, stumbled into it, really. Left home, landed up in a junkyard one day, and, well, it all went from there.
And that's where your love of reclamations comes from?
All got a bit out of hand. You see things falling apart and you've got to put them back together.
He's very good at it.
Well, thank you, Wilf.
So, now you put things back together for a living?
Donna and I, well, it's just what we do. Two of us, we're a team. But we've had a little bit of trouble recently, so we've come here and, well, some things you've just got to save.
So, this renovation project is a way of saving your marriage?
Yes. Wait, what?
Now you're for it.
Right, no. Donna and I, absolutely married. Very happily. Always popping off down the farmer's market, pick up some organic Jaffa cakes.
What's through here?
Don't!
Crows, we got crows up there.
Is everybody okay?
Well, that spooked the crew.
No, nobody panicked. They get through the roof. We've put tarpaulin over it, but it doesn't keep them out. Yeah. Yeah, this looks like a kid's room. Oh, imagine being a child in a room like this. That tiny window. Oh, it's sad, isn't it?
Wilf, you're right.
Well, I just got a feeling.
Are you sensing a supernatural presence?
Cold. Can't you feel it?
Not really.
Well, you lot can feel it. I'm sorry, I know I'm not supposed to talk to you, but you're perishing.
Actually, Justin, we're freezing.
The crew are reporting sensations of extreme cold. Just in this room?
Actually, I think it's, isn't it? Yeah, it's all along this floor. The cold moving around.
Oh, what's that?
Thermometer. Mobile thermometer.
What's it say?
That it's cold.
Probably the draft caused by the hole in the ceiling.
Who brings a stuffed toy with them?
Justin brings it on every shoot. It's kind of sweet.
Is it now?
One of his things for detecting supernatural activity.
Do they work?
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Does it scare you?
It's great TV.
Yeah, looking at my toy cat?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll show you the trick. Motion sensitive. I reach out like this. See? I leave it on with the camera running, and if anything disturbs the static field...
Oh, nightmarish, I call it.
It used to be a toy clown.
Ooh!
I know.
Come on, you, Jazz. Keep it professional. Let's leave it running in here, shall we?
You can do what you want.
What are you doing out here, Wilf?
I'm digging. The grounds have been let go. I'm doing what I can to tidy them. They used to be so beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, came back here, back in the day, lectures, evening classes, dances, the lot. And, oh, the gardens.
But you reckon it can all be brought back to life now?
Well, you tell me.
Well... I'm no gardening expert, but if you cleared this and put down some gravel and decking...
Decking? Get out. Look, there were beds and beds of bulbs. Beautiful they were. They'll all still be down here under this mess, just waiting to come back to life. Yeah. Oh.
What? What have you found?
Well, it's getting dark. It's hard to tell.
Shine a light over here, can you?
Yeah.
That's better. What is that?
It's probably nothing, but it looks like
bones. Well, you've dug up bones. A pet dog?
It's quite a big dog. Look at that skull.
What kind of a dog?
Oh, this soil is funny. The earth's terribly dry around these bones. It's all falling away.
Oh.
Get back! Look out! Look!
What is that?
It's some sort of hole in the ground.
Joined us, then tonight on Haunted Makeovers, as you can see behind me, we've uncovered an underground chamber.
The ground's just dust. I can see a doorway.
As Wilf digs, more of the chamber is appearing. It looks very old, doesn't it? Is it an air raid shelter?
Well, no, a bit older than that.
Fascinating. Could this underground cavern be the source of the supposed hauntings at Morley Manse?
Hey, what's going on?
Stop digging, Grant!
At your age!
Yeah, it's just falling away. You said the ground looked funny, Doctor.
What, did you know this was here?
Didn't know it wasn't.
But are you checking the temperature again?
Yeah, also the light on the end's handy. Trying to see inside the chamber.
Oh, don't! It looks horrid.
This could be very old. We should call for an archaeological survey team at this point.
Yes, we should, but a nine-month delay makes for terrible television.
Donna! Oh.
We're not waiting around, are we, Doctor?
It happens tonight. Let's get in there. Budge over, Will!
Oh, right.
You're not going in there, are you?
Of course we are!
I absolutely forbid it.
Of course you do! Need a hand, Graham?
Look out.
Jazz, can someone put a light panel on an extension cable?
We should really do a risk assessment.
No time. We're going in.
There we are. Oh. Oh, blimey.
Weird.
You come out of there right now. It could collapse, then where would you be?
Buried.
The ceiling's held up for centuries. Don't see why I should give up now. 600 years, to be exact. Oh, 600 years and a bit.
What kind of thermometer is that?
Thermometer? Oh, this is more of a...
gadget from a catalogue.
Right.
Sugarplum hates it when I give him socks for Christmas, don't you?
Yes, Blossom. This was a cellar.
Well, look at the detailing on the arches. This has potential. What a lucky find. With a partially glazed ceiling, this could form the basis for a self-contained flat.
Do you always talk like that? Oh, you do.
Feels evil, though, doesn't it?
Evil?
Yeah. No, sad. Like, every time I breathe, I want to cry.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably just the air. I mean, this has been sealed up for a long time. Once we get the air circulating...
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just... Sorry. I feel so afraid.
Everyone stay calm.
Justin, one of your crew...
God,
two of your crew are crying. Don't you want to do something else?
Just let me. Mum, help me get them out. Come on, come on, come on, you lot. This way. Oh, my ear.
Donna?
It's pressure. It's like a bumpy plane. And my pulse is racing.
Come on, Donna, let's get you out of here. Come on.
Screaming! Ever so quiet!
No, this is mass hysteria. No. That's all.
We are getting out!
Not going?
No. I felt this before. When I was a soldier. When the sun rose and you knew you'd fight that day.
I know the feeling.
I've not felt it for years.
No, me neither.
You two are just talking yourselves into this, okay? This is how mass panics happen. You need to take a deep breath, that's all.
Yeah, that was what did for everybody in Tutankhamun's tomb, wasn't it? Breathing the air full of bacteria.
Well, I mean, actually, it was a... No, I take your point. Low levels of microbial activity is perfectly safe.
Doctor?
Temperature's normal. Look at this place. Something's not right.
Is it the manacles in the wall?
Oh, yeah. Unlike me, not to recognise a cell. Must be getting old. Something was kept in here.
Yeah, the walls are those scratch marks like in a house.
Something was chained in here. Desperate to get out.
What are you talking about?
Doctor?
Yeah?
What if it's still in here?
The mind's a funny thing. It wants to believe. A cold room, a power surge, feedback on a microphone, and our heads trick us into believing that we're under attack from the supernatural. But that's...
I made you tea.
I was narrating.
Yeah, well, I made you tea. Can't remember how you took it, so I risked a sugar.
Thanks.
We washed the mugs.
Right.
Of the slime.
Okay.
Your crew are fine, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah. There's a rational explanation.
When you've been doing the show as long as I have, there always is. Three series.
Seen all of them. Loads of stuff happens.
But no poltergeists. Most of the time, it's ancient central heating systems or concealed drafts. What happened down there? What was the most dramatic thing?
Gramp said the light bulb's blowing.
Had one house where that kept happening. The owners had tried an exorcist. I called an electrician. Turns out the old owner had replaced a fuse wire with a paperclip. Next day, the builders were back on site, and 2 months later, the place sold at a huge profit. All because of a paperclip. The world is very boring, you know.
I used to think that.
Now, this place has got into your head, that's all. Trust me, haunted makeovers is a gimmick. After today, you'll never experience anything out of the ordinary ever again.
You think so?
Sometimes real life is strange enough. When I saw your application for the show come in, amazing how it got chosen so quickly.
Amazing.
Donna, have you seen the rich teas?
Coming, Mum! She thinks she could put the world to rights with hot drinks. You find her a ghost, she'll make it a cup of cocoa. And who still makes cocoa?
Justin, we're ready to get back outside if you are.
Don't want to miss anything.
Yes.
rather not.
It's like touching psychic cotton wool. It itches at the brain.
Ha! You two going back down there? That's what I like to see.
Yeah, it'd take more than a few bumps to scare the doctor. Which is the nickname I call my grandson because he's a doctor and I'm proud of him.
Yeah, well, thank you, Wilf.
The sound recorders saw they picked up another voice here.
Surely you can hear that.
No.
Yeah, well, thank you, Wilf.
So, your theory earlier that something was kept in that chamber.
Yes.
What kind of animal was it from the size of the skull? A donkey?
A donkey?
Well, we're assuming it was a stable of some sort.
No, we're not assuming that. I'm not going to guess what kind of creature was kept in there.
Open mind. Good for you.
I'll tell you one thing, though. These bones in the ground, I think it got out. In the end.
Yeah, it just didn't get very far.
No. Tried to dig its way out, died trying. Let's go back inside, try and find out some more. Coming!
No. I've got to set up some more filming in the house.
Oh, very wise. Yeah, you do that, yeah. Listen, it's okay to be scared.
I'm not.
No, it's okay. Yeah, wait for me, sonny boy.
No, doctor's fine.
Some people would say the grounds here have a haunted feel, but no. It's a late afternoon in autumn. It's just the cold.
Where are you staying?
A hotel under the flyover.
Lovely. I'd take the crew back there now. It's not safe.
We're fine.
Bad stuff happens around him. Steer clear.
Justin?
No!
What do you think you're doing?
Nothing.
You, shut up and sit down. Don't be afraid to speak your mind, not in front of him.
Excuse me?
No, putting these people in danger. I don't know what's going on here. Ghosts, aliens, whatnot, but it's not safe.
There is no supernatural.
The last few years would beg to differ.
No, you can't confuse cases of mass hysteria with something like this. What you would call a haunting is often a shared delusion provoked by environmental factors and malicious gossip.
Are you calling me a gossip?
No, not at all. Simply that you're feeding the superstition in my crew.
I think you'll find they have their own minds. Haven't you? Haven't you?
Well, yeah.
Well, there we are. I'm telling them. They're in danger. When you've been around the doctor.
What, your son-in-law?
Yes. People around him get hurt. My Don has fallen under his spell and I won't have you get sucked in. Heaven alone knows why I allowed myself to get talked into this.
Aha! You see, don't you, all of you? What's going on here? Shared delusion. I wouldn't be surprised if it's all a hoax engineered by this Dr. Smith.
Oh, for goodness sake, that's not what I'm saying.
Go, all of you. Go if you want to. But don't bother coming back.
You. She got me thrown out of Girl Guides and I was brown out. Oh, sorry, are we?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right. And here to show me her plans for redecorating the hallway is Donna.
Hello.
I was hoping your husband would be joining us.
He's terrible with time.
Shall we get started?
Why not? Spooky stuff happens, but wallpaper won't hang itself.
A hallway is the heart of a house. If designed well, you can stand in the hall and feel you're seeing all of it. Magnificent, really dominated by that chandelier. Wallpapering this space correctly is one of the most important decisions of your life. What are your plans?
Well, I was thinking an accent wall, possibly in Tuscan floor.
Sorry I'm late.
Muffin, there you are.
Oh, hello, Snugglebump. You know, that chamber really is fascinating. Mind you, underground chambers always are. You should see what's buried under the Vatican. I told John Paul to always have some garlic. Anyway, yes. The pit in the garden. You should have a look.
We're doing wallpaper.
Oh, must we?
Yes.
Right, wallpaper. It comes for us all, I guess. What colour is that? Taupe? Cerise? Fairly sure I've never needed a word for it.
Bengal beige.
Ah.
We picked it out together.
Did we?
Still, if it's what you want, I guess it's fine.
Are you sulking in front of the camera?
No.
Doctor, your mother-in-law, she was telling me that you enjoy a bit of a spectacle.
And how?
Are you two ganging up on me? No, not really.
Apparently you like putting people in danger.
Ignore Sylvia. She's...
That's my mum you're talking about?
Yes, it is. Now, tell me more about how I'm a hoaxer. That's where you were going.
Was I?
Oh, I could have faked some of it, but the bones of something buried alive half a millennia ago. No. And that feeling in the air. Something is wrong here. You can feel it, can't you, Justin?
What?
That wallpaper just tore itself off.
Yes.
What's doing that?
Not me.
The chandelier! It's swaying!
Look out!
Nearly killed me. I just want to go home. My leg. It fell on my leg.
Jess, have you phoned an ambulance? Has anyone phoned an ambulance?
Just leave him alone. He's in shock.
I'm sorry. Sorry. It's his job.
His job to phone an ambulance.
Yes, of course it is.
See? Donna's taking care of it. No, but coping, she's amazing at it. Come on. Sit down on this step.
When they said danger follows you around...
This isn't what I wanted.
What is all this? A stunt? To make me look stupid?
No.
Well, then what?
Justin, believe me, something is happening.
Oh, how are we supposed to clean this lot?
I'll take care of it.
You say that, but will you? Wilf's always saying he'll tidy his shed. Honestly, when that chandelier came down, you know, I've always been pestering Donna to get us phantom tickets, but I'm not so keen now. I'm sending the crew to their hotel.
They're my crew.
Yes, and they've had quite enough house fall on them for one day.
But...
Anyway, it's mostly you holding that camera, isn't it?
No, you see...
Well, that's what it looks like on screen, so that's how it is. I'm sure you'll do a great job by yourself. Right, everyone, the taxis are on their way.
I just want to go home.
Sometimes we all do. Let's get you lot together before anyone else gets hurt.
She...
Yes.
Your mother-in-law.
Oh, yes.
She's a lot like you.
Aye?
The sun's setting. I'll get some shots of the garden before the light goes.
Justin, wait.
I'm sorry. Do you need me to be quiet?
No. Just getting some shots of the house at sunset.
There was a lot of commotion inside just now.
Yeah.
Is everyone all right?
Mostly. Got some bruises. I can't work out Dr. Smith.
Join the gang.
Is he trying to sabotage my show? I mean, what happened in there? It was just...
No, he'd never harm anyone.
It's an odd thing to say about your grandson.
Yeah, isn't it? It's not too late to stop, you know.
Not too late? Well, are you in this with him?
Look, I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Was that a threat?
No. Just look at this place. The gardens used to be so beautiful. And the house used to be magnificent. So much love and care poured into it and yet never made it happy. Some places aren't. Isn't that right?
I don't know.
Look, it's okay, son. You can stop.
I can?
Yes.
Sorry if I'm interrupting. Don't mind me. Just checking on something.
What now?
In all the excitement, I forgot about the pit. Look. Soil's just fallen away from the entrance.
Oh, fancy that.
As if something's still trying to dig its way out.
Yeah.
After all this time.
More fakery?
No.
Look, this is all set up. I don't know why you're doing this.
I'm not. Ambulance is here.
Used to be a lecture theatre.
Sorry? Right. Yeah, I'm taking a moment.
Sure. They kept all the flippy seats. Remember it from when I was a kid. Lady who wrote the Wombles gave a talk here. I think it was her. What should we do with it now?
For the makeover, For the show?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you could take the seats out, make a separate flat with a mezzanine level. It's an unusual space, but that would get you a good return.
I guess so.
And you can make a tidy profit by selling the seats. Must be about 100 of them.
Shame not to keep them.
Well, now, you've got to be ruthless in this business. Mustn't dwell on the past.
I suppose. What was that?
The blackboard?
Did you do that?
Did you?
There's a mark on that blackboard that wasn't there a moment ago. I'm standing nowhere near it, neither are you.
Okay, I'm getting this on camera.
You still think we're making all this up?
What, it could be fake. I didn't see the chalk moving across the board, did you?
No, but that mark appeared. You saw that, that's a word.
Home.
That mark's just appeared. I didn't see any chalk.
Home.
Yeah, keep saying it, but what does it mean?
What, does it mean anything to you?
I don't know.
Are you scared?
No, you?
No, it's unusual, but not...
Oh. Ah, that was a chair over there.
Well, I didn't see.
Oh, did you see that one?
Stop it. Please make it stop.
Are you getting this? It's writing home again. What does it mean?
I don't know. Stop it.
You make it stop.
Oh.
Stop!
What's going on? And it has to be wires.
Wires?
It has to be.
What's going on? Did you do something to upset those chairs? And thank you.
What is that? A remote control?
Doesn't matter what it is. The trick is to point it like you mean business.
You set all that up.
No, I didn't. Doesn't matter what I say, you won't believe me. The important thing is what's written on that blackboard.
Home.
Home? Mean anything to you, Justin?
But you're changing the subject.
I'm really not.
Now that's changing the subject.
This place was never home. If I was rude earlier...
You're not still recording, are you?
Well, that's how the show works. Record every moment.
Even me, making spaghetti hoops. I wanted to do something proper, but we're a little limited. And you can never go wrong with hoops.
Those two?
Donna and a man.
Yeah, are they quite normal?
Donna used to be. Was going to marry a nice fella. Then she met him. Got ideas.
Ideas?
I mean, look at all this. I mentioned this place is still standing and he only goes and buys it and starts doing it up. I mean, it's not normal, is it?
Well...
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's how you make your living. Not being rude, but it is peculiar.
Well, the strange stuff that's been happening, he's faking it, isn't he?
The strange stuff on your shows. Is it faked?
Well, most of the time. It's editing.
Sorry?
Film in a drafty old house long enough and you'll catch enough moments. Odd reflections and noises.
And that's why you're filming all the time?
Yeah, got it in one, Mrs. Noble.
But this, here?
Well, sometimes people set things up.
I can imagine. There's bits in this sort.
Normally it's just embarrassing, catching a merchant banker wearing a mask or...
Yeah. What are those bits?
No, there was this one guy who didn't speak us everywhere, and,
Something is dripping into this pan from the ceiling.
What?
Look, there! It happened, I swear it!
I don't see it.
You're filming. You're supposed to see it.
I don't.
Now, there. Where's it coming from?
That crack.
What is that?
Oh, my...
That's not water. It's all rusty, like...
What is that?
I'm a doctor! Donna!
What is it?
Don't you tell me that that is coming from a burst pipe.
No.
Are you taking its temperature?
No.
Surely that's not blood. That'd have to be really rusty water.
I'm not sure it's real.
Go on, do your thing where it's disgusting and you lick it.
Not this time.
Well, it stopped, whatever it was.
Or wasn't.
It's vanished.
See?
What just happened?
The psychic manifestation.
So it's gone?
Yep.
But it was... dripping into the spaghetti.
Well, it's gone now. And from the pan, too.
All the same.
Yeah. Go and tell your grandfather dinner's off.
As night settles on Morley Manse... Night draws in on Morley Manse. As uneasy night follows unsettled day at Morley Manse, we're set for our most unusual haunted makeover yet. Is this unhappy building really plagued by unquiet spirits? Too much? Yeah, whatever, it'll cut together. Have the renovations really disturbed a supernatural presence? Or is this one of the occupants desperate to convince us that there's something here? But, of course, we know better. I doubt we'll be receiving definitive proof of the supernatural tonight. Yeah, that'll do. Maybe another take if that dripping tap isn't too loud. I'm going to make them all look so stupid in the edit. Where is that drip coming from? Because it's not the tap.
Knock, knock. Sorry to disturb you. The pizza's turned up and Donna wanted you to know. Yeah. Here, are you all right?
Yes, fine. Pizza, great.
Oh, that's, it's freezing in here.
You serious about spending the night up here?
Yes, I always do a sleepover, see if we can capture any activity in the night. And I'm sure I won't be disappointed.
Not very cheery up here. This attic used to be the caretaker's room.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll make myself at home. Yeah, this bed.
There are other bedrooms up here.
This one. Why, you prepared a little surprise for me in one of the other rooms. What is it? Skeleton in the closet?
Justin.
It's okay, Dr. Smith. You don't have to apologise.
I don't.
You're not the first person to get a little bit into it. Look, I know it started innocently. You really believed that you saw something. And then, when we said we were coming, you decided to make sure we weren't disappointed.
I see.
As I told your mother-in-law, there's no need. We always find enough when we go through the edit.
About that.
Yeah, and don't worry. I got upset earlier. You got to me. That's all.
Yes.
I'll leave the worst of it out of the show, OK? No one need ever know you got carried away, eh?
There's something I should tell you.
Go on.
Oh, very snug.
Love the candles.
Yeah, homely. You're going to be okay up here all night by yourself, son?
Of course.
Wanted to make sure you were cosy. Got you a hot water bottle.
That's my hot water bottle.
And Justin is a guest. There you go. Wrapped it in a tea towel. Charles and Di.
Thanks, I'm not turning in yet.
Slip it in your sleeping bag. Get it nice and toasty.
Sure, look, while you're here, let's try another experiment. I was going to do it without you, but...
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, come on, he uses them all the time. It's a ghost box.
It looks like a crystal set.
It scans through FM radio, 3 channels a second. The theory is that unusual forces can use it to communicate.
Fascinating. Can I have a look?
No, Dr. Smith. I'll keep hold of it.
Oh, of course.
Shall we?
This is like a seance.
Should we join hands?
No, just listen.
Listen to that.
Oh, just gobbledygook if you ask me.
Is it?
Mum, shush.
Stay.
What was that?
Did it say stay?
Quiet.
Stay. Clear. Now.
You are kidding.
Just a fluke, isn't it?
No, it's okay. Hold my hand.
Stay.
It's not a fluke.
Now.
There it is again.
Stay.
And again.
Now.
Justin, are you all right?
It's you. It's your voices. How are you doing?
Now. You're not.
Another hoax.
Now. Now.
Yeah, here we are. Sylvia wanted you to have a cocoa.
Thanks. Nice bonfire.
Oh, thank you. I like a good fire. I can watch you for hours.
It's calming.
They're not bad people. They're trying to help.
One stunt after another. Are you wanting to drive me mad?
The only one who's ever driven anybody mad is my Sylvia. You know, they banned her from the post office.
Then why?
Well, the doctor, he's hard to explain. I think that's why Donna adores him, because he's... Do you know why we built fires? They were the first beautiful thing that we made. A fire is light, it's warmth, it's uncontrollable, and it stands between us and the darkness. Well, the doctor is like that. He's dancing between us and the stars, saying it's all going to be okay.
You really believe that?
Oh, well, at my age, you believe very little. Or everything. Take this house. You've got to give some things up to darkness, but that doesn't mean there's no hope.
I came out here for another reason.
Well, of course you did.
Yeah, another test. Night vision goggles.
What? Oh, really? Fancy.
Yeah, let's see what appears.
Do ghosts show up on them?
Well, maybe not. That's why we never see them.
Well, the direction you're looking, the nearest thing is a 24-hour supermarket.
They don't go that far.
Well, what have you got then?
Well, you, the fire, really bright, and...
Yes?
And the pit. There's a light coming from the pit.
What? No, there isn't. I can't see a thing.
Yeah, it's brighter than the fire. It's spreading across the ground.
There's nothing there.
Yes, there is. It's coming for me.
Well, take the goggles off.
I can't move.
Here, let me.
Don't stay back.
There we are. Now, open your eyes.
No.
No? Look, we're safe. There's nothing there.
Not now, but there was. There wasn't there?
No, there's nothing. Just the bonfire. And the...
Hello?
Oh! The music rooms at Morley Manse have an unhappy history. In 1895, a harpist went mad. Bethany Hughes...
Are you still doing this?
What?
Your program thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Bethany Hughes started playing music that observers described as unholy and frightening before being led away. But I'm here with Donna, and she's going to tell me her plans for transforming the music rooms and some of her personal history with them.
Sure. There you are.
Mum,
you weren't going to come here without me, were you?
No.
Oh, trip down memory lane. Saturday mornings I'd bring her here for a piano lesson. Well, drag her. Sometimes she'd shut herself in a room and refused to come out. Quite the little madam.
Interesting. Were you perhaps afraid of the building even then?
No, I was really bad at piano.
You needed to put in more practice, my girl.
So, these are the music rooms.
Looks like the band just up and ran away. Donna, there's even a piano.
Yeah.
I think if we cleared this out, it'd make a lovely flat. The windows really show off the lawn.
It's weeds, Mum.
Will do, once your granddad pulls his finger out. Now, why don't you play this piano?
Not played for years.
Any excuse.
Sorry about this.
And don't go appealing to Justin.
Fine. The piano will be out of tune.
That was always her excuse.
OK, I mean, not great, but...
Fingers, Donna, fingers.
Not now, Mum.
Think of Mrs. Fowler.
Try not to.
What are you doing wrong?
I'm not. It's the piano.
Donna! Stop it!
I can't!
Don't look at me.
Oh, come on, Donna.
Don't look at me.
Soak your fingers in the warm water. Take down the swelling.
Are you sure?
It's amazing, Donna. We've uncovered more things in that pit.
Have you? That's nice.
You have to come and see. Wait, what's happened to your hand?
Piano bit me.
I see. Sorry. Cupcake?
Oh, give it a rest, would you? I'm fed up with this. Can't we just tell him?
It's not for much longer.
Thought this would be a good idea. Might be fun, but... No. It's not. Tell him.
Ah. Nothing's broken, Plumpkin. You have some lovely bruises.
And changing the subject.
And changing it back. Whatever was in that pit is the key to this.
I thought...
The two are linked.
I don't think what we're doing here is right. People are getting hurt. You keep missing that.
The reason I'm doing this is to stop it. The energy needs to build up, that's all.
Really? Because I think you want a grand finale. That is so you.
It is, you know.
No, just stay out of this, Mum.
Well, pardon me. I say let sleeping dogs lie, but oh no, not him.
It's not really my style.
I think this is going wrong. Worse than that, it's cruel.
Oh.
I agree with Mum.
You do?
I'm trying it out. She has got a point.
Thank you.
I see. Oh! Oh!
I didn't see you sitting there in the dark.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And this is my pride and joy.
This room?
They were using it as offices, but I took down all the plasterboard. Look at it.
A ballroom.
Wonderful, isn't it? They'd have had dancers in here. And over here...
A mirror?
It had been whitewashed. Whitewashed, can you imagine? But I've cleaned it up.
What is it?
I was hoping you could tell me.
It's quite...
Hieronymus Bosch used to have a set of his table maps. His gravy spill's a treat.
I've never seen this picture before.
A giant lizard and all those people running from it. Not very well.
Yes.
I keep cleaning it, hoping it'll get cheerier, but it doesn't. That was always the problem with this place. Bringing Donna here, oh, she hated it, said it frightened her. I never believed her, but then that's children, sensitive. Almost like dogs, I guess. They know. Never a happy place, that's what she said. Look at that mural. Now, that's not a happy place. Still, I suppose it'll make quite the selling point if the doctor was serious about this.
Have you seen the letters in the painting?
Oh, letters! Oh, is that what you think they are? It's still a work in progress.
M-A-N-S-E, Latin.
Means house.
Not quite.
Oh, of course, that's domus. Oh, it's been so long since I learnt. Amo, amas, amaretto, schoolgirl stuff. Man's. Oh, area of land?
No, there are more letters woven into the trees, among the leaves.
R-A-N-T. Wait, of course, it's not man's at all. It's manservant. Oh, we need a V. It's probably hidden under one of the burning nuns. Where is it?
Manservant.
See, it's wrong.
Manservant.
Have you done?
Manservant. Manservant.
Oh, stop it! Oh, I'm painting!
What's happening?
You think that's a hoax? Do you? My mural's gone. Fell off the wall. You did it. Why would I hoax that?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Well? That word you were shouting. What did it mean?
I don't know.
How are you?
How's the hand?
Been worse. That's a lie. Don't change the subject. It's what he does.
Your husband?
Love of my life. Actually, I guess he is, really. So, how are you doing?
Well, for the first time since I started doing this, I'm frightened.
Me too. Well, I'm frightened a lot these days.
Restoring this house?
Let's go with that. This place has got to me. But we're going to finish this.
Good for you. I really mean that.
I came to tell you. They found something. Down in the pit. They're waiting for you. If you're up for it.
What's been going on down here?
Spring cleaning.
I've been... we've been digging. Well, I'm more managerial. Look what we've uncovered. You know that pile of bones we found in the soil above? All jumbled up, but maybe, just maybe, it might have been a skeleton that looked like this.
Oh, wow. Wow.
There were two creatures kept down here. We had a bit of disturbance while we were digging this one up.
Yeah, I'll say, not half.
We wouldn't have had anything happen above ground just now, in the house. Taking that as a yes. Have you got your ghost box on you?
Yes.
Could you try it again down here?
Hey, no. Keep your magic wand away.
Well, I'm just going to boost the signal, that's all.
Whoa. After the last few minutes, I'd rather you didn't boost it, if you don't mind, Doctor.
Fair enough. In your own time.
Can't wait to hear what you'll have set up this time.
No, not now. Just do what he says.
My voice. No!
Justin!
Wait,
hang on!
Wait!
Justin, are you... Wait!
Where are you going? You all right?
Justin! Justin! Justin!
home now. I'm home now. I'm home now.
Justin? Justin, mind if I come in?
You already sat on my bed.
So? This room was the caretaker's room. Just a kid. He looked after the building until it closed. And he stayed on afterwards. Until the fire. He must have been very lonely.
Yeah.
You were, weren't you?
Yes.
I saw you on TV. I recognised you.
You did? It's all... I don't remember clearly.
I do. Sylvia would drag me howling up the path to murder the piano. You always smiled at me. Once you gave me some flowers from the gardens. You were so kind. And also, you know, fit. Tiny bit Miller's.
Oh.
And then there you are on Mum's favourite show. She's gone off spring watch since the bees left. You're all grown up and running around haunted houses putting up shelves.
I reminded her all about this place. Of course her ears pricked up. My Donna loves her drama.
All those stories of this place. Yeah. Why'd you never come here for your show?
Which got me wondering. Recently, I've been learning that everything's linked together, normally by him.
So, we brought you back here, Justin. Because I watched your show and a lot of weird stuff happens. It's way beyond Carol Smiley screaming at dust. What if it wasn't the homeowners? What if it was all because of you?
No, this is all nonsense.
Please, please, keep calm. Calm. This is important. So, a long time ago, two creatures came here. Aliens. Last of their kind. Seeking sanctuary. Offering to help. And the people back then, superstitious, primitive, they listened to that message of peace and love and, yeah, buried them alive. It took them a long time to die. One tried to get out, to get help, died, screaming into the ground. Waves of sadness and fury that soaked into the house over the years. Into the occupants.
Into that young man left here on his own.
The message in the mural.
Manservant?
Schoolboy Latin. They remained.
They endured. For a long time.
And these things drove me mad? What, I'm cursed by dead alien ghosts?
Whoa, easy, lad, easy.
No, you come here, you lure me, trap me, drive me mad, and tell me it's my fault.
No, Justin, please sit down.
I will not sit down. This is all a hoax.
It's coming. Justin, sit down, shut up, keep calm.
No, Justin, listen. There is great power in you, and now is the time for you to get angry. This is it. Very, very angry.
Don't talk to me.
We're all holding hands. Donna, Wilf, Sylvia. Sylvia!
Oh, sorry.
Join us. It's time to let it all go.
No.
Take my hand, please.
Oh, it's the right thing to do.
Please. Oh, you stupid boy. Do it before we're killed.
Why don't you all shut up? Shut up and leave me alone. I'm home now. Home now. Home now. Home now. Home now.
Hold on!
It's here!
Dad! It's too scary!
I'm home now.
Marshmallow?
No, thanks.
Oh, good. I've never tried toasting marshmallows before.
You should probably have taken them out of the bag.
What? Oh, yeah, all right. Oh, dear.
Will I be okay?
The doctor says whatever's in your head's gone now. Poor things.
What was it?
A last message. Cry for help.
A beacon. A warning to shipping. Avoid this planet.
Well, if that's the case, then no one's been listening. Especially not the...
My ears are burning. Hello, Mrs. Bumpsy Squidge.
Hey, spaceman.
Oh, marshmallow.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh. Tangy. Oh. How are you feeling, Justin?
Better than I have in ages. Free. So, what now?
Well, you've got a very good show.
If I ever
finish it.
Nonsense. We could really get cracking tomorrow. Dad can fill in that hole and I can start on the wallpaper.
Oh, no, no, no. Some buildings can't be saved.
And I don't think anyone needs another luxury house.
But the money...
Some things are more important. Justin, you're free. Starting now. Here, use this branch. You see that puddle?
Yes.
Petrol. Light the blue touch paper and retire. Go on. Be a devil.
No.
Oh, oh. Oh, well, this time it's burning it down properly.
What a house! What a waste!
Oh, look at it go!
I used fuel. Well, rocket fuel. Well, Venusian rocket fuel. Oh.
Stop showing off, Pookie.
Yes, no.
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, I love them.
And I added fireworks.
Yes.
Justin, welcome to the rest of your life.
Oh.
It's going to be brilliant.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, that's a beaut. Look at that. Woo-hoo. One.
You've been listening to The Tenth Doctor Adventures, No Place, written by James Goss. The Doctor was played by David Tennant, Donna Noble, Catherine Tate, Sylvia Noble, Jacqueline King, Wilfred Mott, Bernard Cribbins, Justin, Hidden Voice, Joel Fry, Jazz, Peter Singh. Director Ken Bentley, producer David Richardson, script editor Matt Fitton, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.